In the state of Florida, we don't have any kind of permit or any way for anyone who is undocumented to actually have a driver's license. We know that there's about 1.5 million undocumented immigrants in the state of Florida throughout a year. That's not accounting for those who come here for work and so forth. So, there's tons of states. There's a lot of states all over the U.S. who are now extending licenses to different undocumented immigrants, and Florida's definitely staying behind. So we're Raíces is in Tampa, and we are working. That's our campaign this year and next year. We're trying to get something passed, something to be extended to those undocumented immigrants.
What's the history of attempts in Florida to get licenses for everyone?
That's a good question. Last year, we actually had there was a bill that was trying to get extended to those who have deferred action for childhood arrivals or DACA. It was passed unanimously throughout the I guess legislative, and Governor Rick Scott in Florida vetoed it. He used his veto power to actually get rid of it and not have it be extended. So, we want that to be talked about next year in the coming legislative session, but we don't want it to just be limited to DACA recipients. We want it to be available to all of those who are undocumented.
Why is it important for people to have licenses? Could someone get by without one? I mean, is it just something that is a luxury item, maybe?
It's definitely not a luxury item. We have those who are opponents who have been telling us, it's a privilege. Well, everybody needs to drive. We have people who have a job. We have people who are parents. If you can't drive, you're by the law, not abiding by the law. If you're pulled over, they can use that as an excuse to put it on your record. And if you're an undocumented immigrant, you need to have a clean record because as it stands, in order to even apply for a lawful permanent residency or even citizenship going forward, you have to have a clean record. And it's impossible to do that if you don't have the most basic thing, which is a driver's license.
What about the argument from opponents of this that say, if you're an undocumented immigrant, that means that you came to the country illegally and that you shouldn't get the rights of the citizens?
Right. We hear that quite often. My parents, for example, were undocumented at one point, and they were immigrants from Mexico. For the longest time, it was hard for them to even go around. They didn't even know how to drive, number one. So, eventually they learned how. And, there's so many people who come to this country for a lot of different reasons. And a lot of those immigrants who do come here, specifically from Central America or Mexico, come here because of the state of their countries. There's NAFTA and all of these other different laws that were made to kind of like repress them back home. So they come here in the hopes of trying to work, and they're lured here a lot in a lot of ways by a lot of the crops and just workers in the U.S.
If people want to get involved in this, how can people get involved?
Well, we have a Facebook page, and it's just slash Raices in Tampa. That's spelled RAICES, and we are having our very first public meeting that everyone is invited to. It's going to be this coming Tuesday, December 17th at 7 p.m. And the address is 6704 Hanley Road. And, it's available to everyone. We're going to be able to speak English and Spanish at this meeting. So if you all are worried about, oh, I'm not going to be able to speak English or Spanish, we definitely have it open to both languages. We just hope that we can get many more supporters. If you're interested, we also do have a petition. It's available on our Facebook. And, if you're interested in just helping us out, come to our meeting and we hope to see you there.